In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. As a Giant fans and Malik Nabers certainly feeling. Hey, multiple guys calling the team's effort soft yesterday. I mean, that is, come on. I mean, that's the most unacceptable thing possible when your team is calling out, well, I guess they're calling out each other for being soft, not even the head coach. Like, if Dable came out and said, look, I thought we played soft, that'd be one thing. That's on the players. But for the players, they'll be like, oh, I thought we were soft, this and that. It has just gotten so bad with the New York Giants, and the quotes are even worse from everybody. I don't know at this point, BT, how you can make the argument. Like, you know me, I'd love to come on and make the counter argument or certainly back Dable and Shane. But other than saying it's not proper to evaluate a general manager in 3 years, and in my core, I believe Dable could be a good head coach. Like, what else can I base it off of?
Well, that's my point. The list of tangible items that you can check and say, all right, this is why they should stay. This is why they should stay. Like, it's dwindling down. And really, to me, I think for the most, not only, but one of the main things only that you're really hanging your hat on here is the notion that you just don't want to keep changing coaches because the Giants want to be a more consistent franchise and don't want to be that kind of franchise, like, you know, like other teams, like the Jets and some other bad teams. So the Giants have always stood above the pack in terms of class. I know the last 10 years have been rough, but class and just how they, more Steelers than anarchy, put it that way, all right? And outside of just wanting to keep it together because you don't want to keep changing it, what else are you pointing to?
Right. The only reason can't be, well, we keep changing it so we don't want to do it again.
Yeah, but I think that that's right now the only reason.
And that can't be the reason.
Uh-huh.
And even if they have a little bit of belief in this regime, I still don't think that's enough. It would have to be a lot of belief. It would have to be, look, we, and by the way, the more Saquon Barkley goes nuts, I think the more that's going to tick Mara off and be a detriment to Shane and Dable.
That's
right or wrong, he said flat out, I'm going to be losing sleep if Barkley signs with the Eagles. Not only did he sign with the Eagles, he's one of the MVPs of the league. Now, again, I still think it was the right move to let him go, but Mara is going to be even more upset seeing that happen, and maybe that forces the issue. But it can't just be, well, we continue to change this, I don't want to change it, or I believe in him a little bit, and now I want to see what they can do for a year with a new quarterback. No, like, you either have to make the decision. I like what you said before. He's got to come out now. Now, not after Thanksgiving and they play well or whatever it may be, or lose again. Like, he's got to come out now and say, this, we are not changing. These guys will be back next year and potentially beyond, because even if you commit to them next year, That's not enough if you take a young quarterback, which is the whole point of a new regime in today's NFL.
No, listen, the signs appear to be that the team's checking out. And when the team starts to check out, you know, it's time to do something fairly radical. And I think that coming out after you got blitzed again, embarrassed at home without any sort of resistance, by coming out and supporting this duo, but namely Dable, more so Dable than Shane at this point, but you do it both, I guess. You know, you're sending a message, hey guys, listen, you do whatever you want, but you're putting it on film, and this guy's going to be here next year. So if you don't play hard, he sees it, and you're not going to be on the Giants.
Excellent point that he could use the vote of confidence, because then it would trickle down to the players, letting them know who's in charge. Well, right now, it seems like Dable is a dead man walking, and he'll be talking in just a little bit. What time off we got, Dable?
I think 11,
speaking?
He said, right?
Okay.
So no, it should be any minute.
Okay, well, okay. Just let us know. Should we take a call here, or you want us to wait for that?
Take a call.
How are those eggs, by the way? We got a little duck. We're celebrating.
Yes.
Today, so we have some stuff out there with the eggs, and there's duck and quail in them. I couldn't have it. I'm not sure if I'm allergic to it.
Really?
Yeah, and Hoff, of course, stuffing his 300-pound mouth
with it. Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Did
wow.
I say that on the air?
How much do you weigh?
You know how many people last week were like, dude, I can't believe how big Hoff is.
He carries it well.
I was at the event on the charity event that I was at on Friday, guest bartending, and I had a couple people come up to me. Dude, you look 300 pounds. You carry it awesome. I'm like, thanks, dude. But what do you want to drink? Shut up.
The eggs are good for you anyway. But yeah, I've never had duck quail eggs. But anyway, whatever it may be. Are we waiting for Dable? You want me to take a call here? Where are we at? We're minutes away.
I got a little something on Jennings real fast.
Ready to go right now.
Oh, Dable's good?
Yep, okay. Let's go. Go ahead.
By your guys and what becomes a public forum?
Yeah, look, these guys put a lot of work into this, as does everybody involved. And certainly not something that we wanted yesterday. We work hard every week to not have that happen, and that was a tough one. So there's frustration that comes with it, understandable. And we communicate. I think we have good leadership in our locker room. I think we communicate on a daily basis. But certainly a frustrating game, no question about it.
Malik and Dexter both called the team's play soft. How do you feel about that choice of word in describing the game?
Yeah, I thought our guys played hard. You can go back and evaluate at the tape. There were certain plays that you want back. You know, we talked about some of the missed tackles that happened. Offensively, some of the negative plays, particularly in the first half. You know, we had 17 plays, and you know that created some third and longs that we didn't pick up. Didn't control the time of possession, but the guys played hard. They played with effort. Just didn't do enough.
Thank you.
Yep. You think?
Jordan Renan.
Didn't do anything, really. Yeah. Forget about doing enough.
Hey, Brian.
How are you, Jordan?
I know you're saying your guys played hard.
Yeah.
What do you say to people who think that the team kind of quit on you guys there with the performance that they put out there after seeing it?
Yeah, I mean, we went back. We evaluated the tape this morning. Look, we didn't play well enough. There was some things, whether it's execution stuff, call stuff, that we just didn't get the job done. But in terms of running to the football, giving effort at the line of scrimmage, you know, those didn't stand out, Jordan. Standing out was, you know, 3 sacks early on in the first half, 0-for-4 on third down, a variety of missed tackles that caused, you know, some big plays. And you know, the missed tackles weren't a lack of effort, missed tackles. Give Tampa Bay credit. You know, they did a good job, and we didn't do a good enough job.
First of all, do you have any update on how Tommy's doing today?
I don't. Sorry, I don't have any update on any of these guys yet.
You expect him to be able to play on Thursday at this point?
Yeah, I got to talk to the training staff. I'm hopeful, but I don't know. I haven't talked to the training staff.
It's 3 days before the game. You didn't check in on your quarterback?
Oh, God.
I have not talked to the training staff yet. So wait until they give me the update, then we'll see where we're at.
So
I'm anticipating he'll be ready to go.
Dan Duggan.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Dan.
You just made that case on not having issues with effort. So how do you square that with a veteran like Jermaine Illumina, who said unequivocally he saw a lack of effort yesterday?
Yeah, we're gonna watch the tape here as a group in a few minutes, and we're going to go through the plays like we normally do. And I think that, you know, as a coach, you make the corrections that you need to make. And I think the players will see, you know, what we see as a coaching staff.
But even if that's how the coaching staff sees it, does it concern you that a player is publicly saying he's not seeing, like, that doesn't concern you? Like, that's not something you feel like it could be an issue?
Yeah, look, we have good communication. We'll talk about, you know, what Jermaine sees, and we'll talk about what we see. We'll watch it. It's right on tape. But again, I have confidence in the guys in the locker room. And again, when you lose a game like that, Dan, the way we lost, certainly everybody's frustrated.
And one last one, just with so much going on and the offense struggling, any consideration to giving up play calling?
No, we'll stay status quo here in terms of how we prepare, particularly on this short week, but certainly got to do a better job.
BT and Sal on the Fan, we'll listen to Brian Daboll address the media here.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, a couple of things. At times like this with a big losing streak coming off that game, what is the inclination to stay the course versus I got to change something? You know, it's a desperate time. I got to change something. I know it's a short week, but versus we got to, you know, I believe in what we do. We got to stay the course when what you do is not working.
Yeah, it's a great question. Again, I believe in what we do. Obviously, the results have not shown themselves. I believe in the people, and you know, we'll continue to work as hard as we can. But, you know, certainly you think about, you know, things that you need to change, or whether it's plays, whatever it may be, you're always thinking, you know, what can you do to do better? And obviously there's a lot of things you can do better.
And one more, you know, the phrase is always out there, lost the locker room, right? He lost the locker room. Can you say for sure that that is not the case with you and your team right now?
Yeah, I feel good about our communication with the players, with the coaches. Certainly not happy about the results, but you know, I expect a lot from those guys, and they should expect a lot from me. And again, there's a good communication process. But when you lose like that, Paul, it's a frustrating thing.
Thank you.
Yep.
We'll take four more. Pat Leonard.
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
More, Pat.
Malik Nabers said the problem with the offense ain't the quarterback. He said it was the same problem when we had DJ a quarterback. He said to talk to you about the issues and about his lack of targets early. So that sounds like he's blaming the game plan, the strategy, the play calling on your end. How did you interpret those comments?
Yeah, Malik and I talked last night. We talked this morning. He's a very competitive individual. You want to get the ball in his hands, and I got to do a better job of getting the ball in his hands early. And you know, he's a smart young guy that's very competitive, Pat. And again, when you lose like that, it's a frustrating thing. But we've had good communication, as we always have.
You think it's a problem that he is that he feels free to speak that freely and that critically about you, the head coach, and about the operation?
Yeah, I think, look, I'll keep our conversations private, myself and Leaks, and you know, look forward to getting ready here on Dallas.
And one quick one, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I know you're saying you don't feel like there were effort issues, but I feel like the tape speaks for itself. How do you reconcile... obviously you want to present a good front as a leader of the team, but I mean, how do you correct the jogging and the lack of pursuit by some of these players? And how do you avoid those frustrations from happening the next time the team steps on the field?
Yeah, I think you go through the tape, you make the corrections. Tape. And again, you tag. It's not all going to be perfect. No question about it, but you tag. You know, certain plays that you want improvement, whatever area that is, technique, you know, chase the ball, whatever that may be. And again, I think, it wasn't up to our standard in terms of just overall execution of play. But there wasn't, you know, let's say there's a lot of guys, Pat, that were just, you know, not giving effort. We looked at that with a fine tooth comb this morning.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mark Canizero.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Mark? I'm just curious. You know, last year you were, you know, obviously there were a lot of injuries and things went the wrong way last year, and there was a lot of praise for how the locker room did stay together and down the stretch. I'm curious, what is the trick when there doesn't seem to be any hope to message these guys that there is hope, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, no, look, you get ready to play another game, obviously, on Thanksgiving. You go through the things you got to get better at. And, you know, you show confidence in your players and your staff, and you make adjustments that you need to make. And you know, look, I've got a lot of confidence in the guys in that locker room, and say we have good communication, and we're going to work to do everything we can do to make it as good as we can.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Morning, Art.
You mentioned communication. I know we've talked about this the last couple of weeks, but just the idea of when you either hear the comments that were made last night from individual players or they are brought to your attention, are you surprised that you're hearing this sentiment, or is this something that you anticipate as a coach because of your conversations that you've had with the players with a continued, you know, process to be in touch with them?
Sure. Again, when you lose a game like that, Art, there's frustration. Certainly you'd like to keep it in house, but you understand, I mean, been doing this for a while, and there's conversations that you have to have, you know, if comments like that are made. And I respect the opinions of the players and of the coaches, and we'll work as hard as we can to get this fixed.
Do you feel like you can find any positives or anything to grow from or show progress with this team because of those comments and because of these opinions are being shared, maybe not behind the scenes, but publicly?
Progress to improve?
Yeah, improve this team.
Look, that's what we'll do. That's what we try to do after every game. Obviously, the results you know, they have been what they have been. Obviously, we got to do a lot better than that.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Last one, Tom Rock.
Ryan, how do you close what seems to be a pretty big gap between what the leaders on this team continue to say and have been saying for a couple of weeks, Dex, Burns, even Malik to a certain extent, Illuminor now, between what they're saying and what the rest of the team is hearing and how they're reacting to it? Because it seems like they're saying the right things, but it's not being enacted on or heard.
Yeah, I think we all got to do a better job, Tom. That starts with me, and that's what we'll do.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. It was Brian Daboll addressing the media today. I mean, look, not a lot there, BT. I mean, I don't know what Dable's supposed to say at this particular point, although I would like him to take a little more accountability instead of saying, look, you know, I don't think it was a lack of effort or this or that, we watched tape. Just say, we have been getting our asses kicked. It was embarrassing yesterday, and it can't continue. And mm-hmm. I got to like something like that instead of just the same answer over and over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, if he plays the game too much, he's going to talk himself out of a job like Joe Judge did. So it's probably wise to kind of diffuse it as early as possible. But it, and this is going to sound worse than I mean it. It just doesn't sound like he's in charge. Like he's deferring on, you know, I got to look at the tape. Yeah, I get it. Tape don't lie, but half the locker room is saying you guys are soft and you can't coach. You know, give me a little more emotion than that.
I don't recall something. A time, like the Jets haven't even done this. I don't recall a time where so many players have spoken out repeatedly week after week after week, calling the team soft, questioning the head coach. Like, there's a lot going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even hear Illuminor say that, and hopefully we have the chance to ask him about that tomorrow. When did he say that, CeeLo? Do you know he said that?
About guys not giving 100%?
Yeah.
That was post-game.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff post-game.
Illuminor got hurt yesterday, but right, the comments from Burns and the comments from neighbors took front and center.
Well, let me ask CeeLo real quick, Chris. I know we got to get the update here, but you've been doing this stuff for a long time, cutting up the film, getting everything ready, and
covering the Jets.
Up the audio. I should say the Jets. You've been around this for a long time. Yeah. Was that about as raw and as disconcerting as you've heard in a long time?
Yeah, very honest. Obviously, not naming names, player on player, but I mean, even Darius Slayton said, you know, 6 years we've had guys not playing up to their potential. And that spans multiple regimes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, between the Jets and the Giants, it just seems like cycle after cycle after cycle, it's the same stuff.
What a mess.
But yeah, it's usually depressing.
Usually,
man,
you get the, you know, hey, we just got to play better, the usual, you know, nonsensical stuff. But there was a lot of bluntness post game yesterday, that's for sure.
Which we appreciate. But it shows you that behind that curtain, it's pretty messy out there in Giants land.
I do think, though, Dable's comments about neighbors made me feel good about their relationship.
That he spoke with them already?
He said we spoke with them last night and again today. Yeah. He's good with Leak and he's got to do a better job.
It's not the first time neighbors has done this, though. I'm sure he chatted with them the first time and he still did it again yesterday. I don't think it's the biggest one issue. I don't think it's the biggest issue either, but I do think it's...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it shines a spotlight on probably a much bigger issue with the team. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.